Welcome to Courage Up with Pastor Emmanuel Johnson, the lead pastor, Courage Spring Impact Center.
Father, we thank you. When we look back at the things you have done, we have no choice but to say thank you. We don't care what people say. We know that there is God in heaven who rules over the affairs of men. And Lord, we honor you. Thank you for accepting us as your subjects, for taking us as your children, for loving us, for being kind to us and being merciful to us. Thank you for fighting our secret battles. Thank you. You said to us, you are the God of all flesh. And you asked, is there anything too hard for me to do? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Waymaker God. Thank you. Our Redeemer. Thank you. Our Rock, our salvation. Thank you. The Lamb of God. Thank you. The one that makes our life colorful and beautiful, thank you. You don't sleep, you don't slumber. You watch over the affairs of our lives, thank you. We can't take things for granted. We can't keep quiet. When we have seen the things you have done, we will be ingrate not to say thank you. Ashataba hatidaba. Esumahandereba huria katala. Many are there that have risen against us, but it has been your hands that have kept us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You that intercede on our behalf before the Father. Thank you. Thank you for your angels that watches over us. Thank you. Thank you for your spirit that makes all things beautiful for us. Thank you for the deliverances. Thank you for the testimonies. Shahasati. Supohosukur. Shikalabahasati. Return all the glory and honor and praise to you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying.
Can I say a loud amen?
Please take your beautiful seat. The Lord honor you. Oh, shaka satana bosita. Sumaha shatana bosita. Oh, shatana bosita.
Obadiah 1:17. I want to welcome every one of you to church this morning. I want to say thank you for coming to worship with us. I'm so glad that you are in church today. Praise God. Can you just turn to your neighbor on the right and on the left and say, welcome to church. Welcome to church. Oh, that's not how you should do it. Look at the person's eyeball to eyeball and say, welcome to church. Oh, welcome to church, welcome to church, welcome to church, welcome to church. Praise God. So glad to have you in church this morning. And I know that God brought you here for a purpose. And I believe the Lord that before you leave, you will have testimonies to share. Oh, can you say that amen louder? Praise God. Obadiah 1:17. This is our month of no impossibility. We saw in Luke 1:26-27, for with God, from verse 26-37, when the angel was talking to Mary, and then ended the conversation by telling Mary, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And then we saw in Jeremiah 32, from verse 27, where God, speaking to Jeremiah, made it clear. He said, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. And he was asking Jeremiah a question. Is there anything too hard for me? And so we are on that series
No impossibility with God. Praise God. And today, through the week, from Monday, Tuesday, the Holy Ghost began to speak to me in one direction. There are people that some testimonies can happen. Not because they are not working hard, but because they are shackles. Another word for shackles are fetters that have held them bound. So no matter how hard they press towards their goal, they can't get there. And God said to me, son, don't be shy to take the church into spiritual warfare. Because one of the essence why you were called was to set people free from the shackles of hell. And so this morning, I have a word for everybody here. Whatever resisted you from getting to where God kept for you in destiny, in this service, it shall be broken. If you say loud, amen, God will honor your faith. I have seen a man before when we used to have Okada. I sat behind him. He was chasing me while we were talking in my place in Eket. And I asked him a question. Sir, do you have any other thing you do apart from Okada the riding? He said no. He spoke very well. His level of understanding and mentality was so high. You can see his capacity was strong that he can walk in any parastata. Then I asked him, have you been through school? He said, I have a master's degree. Is it in accounting or something? But I have looked for work from when I finished from school. Over 10 years, no work. So I decide to drive Okada. He doesn't dress like someone who has a master's degree, but he looks so clean and he speaks so well that you would believe that this man has a future. Why should a graduate has a colorful destiny as him and yet doesn't have a job? I have seen a man who told me to convert what we use for fellowship to an adult evening education for him to manage. And while we got talking, I got to know he had a doctorate degree in education. He has worked for several schools, but no school retained him up to a year. They will always drop him. Why? No reason. And while we got talking, holding his hands to pray for him, the power of God came upon him in the church hall. And he began to say things. Voices were speaking through him. No, he can't become anything. I will block him from every corner. I don't believe in asking demon questions. But that day I was pushed to do that. And he began to say, I am his father. He must serve me. I am his father. He must serve my God. And then I tapped him because I believe in deliverance that demon will talk. You tap the person wake up, sit down, we talk. What do you know about this? Then I start praying again. So I tapped him. He stood up. Where's your father in the village? What does he do? He doesn't do anything. Does he have altar? Does he serve juju? Yes, he's a herbalist. So why did you say he was not doing anything? And then has your father ever told you that you are to serve this juju? Yes, sir. Has he ever told you that you will not walk in the public? Yes, sir. So, the father even told him, you can go to school or if you like become a professor. You will come back and serve this juju. Everybody lift your right hand and say it after me. Say every shackle, every chain, every voice resisting my destiny, scatter! He's going to school. He had YEC. He had first degree. He had second degree. He had third degree. And yet, shackles is waiting for him. You must come back and serve me. Today's service is not for all members. But it's for a certain set of people that are tired over a certain kind of life. You know the life you live does not look like you. But you can't explain what is happening. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. And there shall be holiness. And the house of Imae Johnson. Is it talking about you also? So when we get there, you put your name. Let's read together. One, two, go. For upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Imae Johnson shall do what? Possess my possession. Today, I want to speak briefly on breaking shackles. After putting some things in place, as the Holy Spirit was leading me on what to preach on, I decided to open the dictionary to really look at the meaning of shackles. Look at what the dictionary told me. He said it's a pair of fetters connected together by a chain used to fasten a prisoner's waist or neck or ankles together. Let me just illustrate it this way. Please, sir, come. Oh, I wish I had a rope. 1 meter from this pole should be like around this place, right? This should be like 1 meter. 1 meter is 3 feet, am I right? It's 3 feet, right? Talk to me now. 1 meter is 3 feet. Is it not? I'm not very sure now, that's why I'm asking. You are not sure too? 1 meter is 3 feet. Let's say, not him, but setting an illustration. There is a chain on his waist. And there is a chain on this thing. And they use a chain from here to connect to the one in his waist. And the length of that chain is 1 meter, which is 3 feet. It can allow him access to come here. Am I right? It can allow him access back to that place. It can allow him to turn within the circumference of 1 meter. But if he wants to extend to this place, will the chain allow him? Why? Eh? The allowed perimeter is how many? So every time you can go to the place, you can have 1,000. You can come back to help people. You can have 3,000. You can have 100,000. You can move within the circumference of 1 meter. But any time you say, I want to travel abroad. I want to have ₦1,000,000. I want to build a house. You want to do anything beyond the circumference allowed. There is something resisting. And sometimes the physical eyes don't see it. Please sit down, sir. And because the physical eyes does not see, the physical man don't understand. You can save 200,000 naira, but try to save 500. Once it's 499 naira, 99 kobo, something will happen. An attack from nowhere. Problem from nowhere. Have you observed that sometimes, for some persons, you don't have problem until salary comes? You were able to live your life with 5,000 on your pocket throughout the week. But one salary came. With the 1 million, it does not look like anything. I told us 2 weeks ago, I met a man in this town who is a shell, who works in Shell. And he said to me, I have 1 more year to retire. Every month I see millions. But I don't have a land. I don't have a house. And right now, even if I need to save all they will pay me from now, I won't still be able to buy land. Neither able to buy. I was busy with rotary whatever, rotary this, rotary that. And I don't have my own personal building. Sometimes it's not ordinary. Shackles, chains. So what do we mean when we talk about breaking shackles? When we talk about breaking shackles, we are talking about the destruction of invisible evil influence. Casting invisible evil influences and bondages. My spiritual father, Pastor George, Izunwa said something about a young girl who followed the friend to somewhere. The friend said, "Escort me." And she just escorted the friend. So the friend went inside. And she didn't know where the friend went to. When the friend came out, somebody like a baba, a young baba, came to greet the friend. Bye-bye. And turned and said, "Oh, you came with somebody. Who is she?" "Say, it's my friend." "Oh, your friend. Come. Take this also. Rub it on your face. Go, you have favor from now." So the friend asked the friend, "What is this? What is it about?" He said, "Ah, it's a baba that does charm for me to use and do well in school." They were in the university then. So she just rubbed that on the face. On their way coming, somebody favored them with money. Back to school, somebody favored them. Throughout that day, favor, favor, favor. And the girl was like, "What? That's why they walk." And the friend said, "Ah, all this car, where are they buy? You see me, they live for this campus, the way they live. That baba, eh?" And that evening, the friend took shower, wanted to go to bed, but could not sleep. She had to run and stood at a certain junction and be breaking any car that was passing. And when men stopped, she said, "Take me home. How much should I pay you?" "No, don't pay me anything." The man would take her home, sleep with her. Immediately after the incident, she will realize herself, "Oh, what happened to me?" And she will run to the hostel, start crying. "Oh God, how did I do that?" And the next day, she will finish showering to sleep in the evening. She wouldn't know when to dress up and get out to the junction again. Start stopping cars. And this thing lasted for over months. Over 6 months. Every time she wakes up, she regrets. But in the evening, she gets out to a junction and starts breaking cars, not knowing. Until somebody brought her to my spiritual father and said, "Daddy, this is what my friend is passing through." And that one started praying. While praying, God opened his eyes. "This is what happened. That is what happened. That is what happened." And during questioning, she said, "It's true. He gave me something to rub on my face. I had favors that day." But after that day, this incident started. Evil influences. That ordinarily you don't like it, but you can't stop it. What do we mean by breaking shackles? Removal of mysterious destiny barriers. Mysterious destiny barriers. You want to make progress, they stop you. You want to advance, they resist you. When we talk about breaking shackles, we are talking about removing them from your way. Number three, because of time. Breaking of demonic curses, spells, and yokes. So some of you is like, "Ah, why is Pastor talking about demon today?" No, it's part of that. It's part of that. The gospel is complete. Are you following me? Breaking demonic curses, spells, and yoke. One day like that, I had an encounter in the realms of the spirit. God opened my eyes and I saw somebody throwing spells, through casting spells. And I asked the person a question in the spirit, "What are you doing?" He said, "This thing we throw catches people's destinies and exchange for us." I told us last month how the Holy Spirit laid in my heart to stay in this church to pray. And in the night, I heard something, but it was not really like a hard hit. But it was like something hitting, kind of. So I stood up and looked through the window. And I saw a man with calabash on that junction. He has already hit the first time. The calabash didn't break. He lifted it up again by this junction and started talking. Not just talking low, shouting. And then hit it again the second time. Bam, on the ground. And when he was bending to carry, one man said, "Shout on him." Another man said, "Keep quiet." Oh. But I didn't even know when I shouted, "If you try it again." While I said that, he carried it and ran inside this road. running like, is it Usain Bolt? Pop, 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 pop. Like his leg wants to hit his head. Every day men cast spells. Every day men set traps. And people will pass on that junction. Not only this junction, every other junctions. And they don't know what was done there in the night. And they go out and say, why is today bad like this? Not knowing that they have crossed a place. Somebody invoked something against the destinies of men. Stretch your hands towards this altar. Wherever you have gone to, that a spell was released, that evil agenda was set up, that demonic calendars was programmed, that a curse was released, that worked against me in anywhere, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I command it to expire now! Every influence that might be fighting your progress, by the blood of Jesus, I stop them now! I stop them now! I stop them now! I stop them now! Demonic influences, occult spells, that says you cannot make progress academically, that says you cannot make progress maritally, that says you cannot have children, that says you cannot be in good health, I stand against them by the blood of the Lamb. I command, let them expire, 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 expire. You can't be under that captivity anymore. Number four, it means arresting the activities of every human agent and setting free from his spells. Arresting the activities of every human agent and setting free from his spells. Number five, it means coming out of negative situation, setting up by devils and his agents. That even when you help people, Satan turn the help for people to see it from the negative light. Lift your hands to heaven as I speak over your life. Anywhere the devil wants to manipulate anything you do, that instead of people seeing good, they will see evil. Today, I reverse it for your good. I stop the devil. I stop their manipulations. I stop their plans. I block their spells. I block their influences. Somebody shout fire! I hear people ask, why should my good always turn to me as bad? Mama gave me a story of a lady that was coming in. Is it from Bayelsa or from where? In the night, I started knocking door, boom, 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 a certain house. Please, I was just passing. It's night. I can't remember the storyline, but it was night and she needed help. Please, can you people help me to pass the night here? Tomorrow, early in the morning, I'll go to where I'm going. The husband said, no. No, you can't, we don't know, you can't pass the night here. The wife turned and looked at the husband. I said, please help her now. She's a woman like me. This is late night. Let's help her. The man walked away. The woman opened the door. A strange woman walked in and slept. In the morning, the man was preparing to go out. The woman, well, everybody were preparing to go out. The wife ran out first to walk. By the time the wife was coming back, she was asked not to enter again. The strange woman was now tying towel and smiling in the house. And the husband will look at his wife and say, no, you're not my wife. Who are you? Get out. See my wife. Please get out. I don't know you. Lost the marriage by a spell from a strange woman. What is the aim of breaking shackles? Number one, to free the spirit of a man to worship God. In Exodus chapter 8 from verse 1, God was talking to Pharaoh. He said, let these people get out from this bondage that they might serve me. So many of you would want to serve God,
But what you go through won't allow you to serve God.
You want to serve God, but the pains, the tears, the humiliation, the bondage, the spells,
even without that, if you even want to lift your hands to worship God, your hands are heavy. Some of you don't even know why tears cannot come out from your eyes in church during worship. Your spirit is under bondage. Everybody is lifting their hands. Everybody is connected to their maker. Your hand is so heavy. You try to lift your hand. In 10 seconds, your hand is heavy. It has come down. It's paining you all your shoulder. There's bondage.
I ask myself, those women in Hillsong that lifts their hands for hours worshiping God, are they not human beings like us? What happens to your hands that every time you lift it up, in less than 1 minute, it has dropped back? Your spirit cannot connect to your maker. Why? Because gradually the enemy have held your spirit in bondage. He said to Pharaoh, let my people go that they might serve me. For as long as they stay here, they will not be able to serve me. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, go to Pharaoh, say to him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go. Let them go. So one major aim of breaking free from shackles, the primary aim is not for yourself, it's for God's glory. God wants you to be free so that he can receive that honor. And when Pharaoh tried to stop them from going, God killed Pharaoh. Anything that tries to hold a man from honoring God, God kills that thing. That's why so many of you are dying financially. Because your money is trying to hold you from serving God. So many are dying maritally. Because your marriage is trying to hinder you from serving God. So many are dying academically. Dying in business. Whatever holds a man from serving God, God kills it. He said to Pharaoh, he said to Moses, don't worry. I will deal with Pharaoh. When I'm done with Pharaoh, he will know that I am God. So initially, Pharaoh was seeing plagues. When you begin to see some problems in your home, in your marriage, in your finance, in your health, it might be that God is trying to get your attention. And when God is trying to send the plagues, the flies, water turning to blood, and all those plagues, and you are still not sensitive enough to look for God, it will draw you to the Red Sea where you might not be able to come out again. That's not your portion. Say, it's not my portion. Say, today, I have taken a decision to look for my God. Say, amen. It makes you not to struggle spiritually. It makes you not to struggle in kingdom service. You don't fight to serve God. You don't struggle. Now, when everything about God is a struggle, there's a problem. Everything about God should not be a struggle. When shackles break, you are empowered to forcefully possess every blessing of salvation. What's all the second major aim? Is to allow you possess the blessings of salvation. You don't need to struggle for everything when Christ has already paid for it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are people that to have 100,000 naira is fight. I still remember when we did everything in church to raise everything. I did everything to raise money. To cross 100,000 was war. You know what they call war? And some of you are like that. To cross 50,000 is war. To cross 500,000 is war. It is to break your spirit free so that you can get what God has kept for you. So many of you, you don't feel comfortable where you are. You just know that where you are is not where you belong. But you don't know why you can't make progress. Edna, take a song. Come on. Number three is to destroy, destroying the setup of destiny assassins and saboteurs. When we talk about breaking shackles, one major aim is so that the setup of destiny assassins, destiny saboteurs, saying you can go to school but you won't make progress, is to stop them. Is to stop them. Is to break their powers. Ashikatolobos. Just do it one phase before any other song. Jesus breaks every fetters. Do you know the song?
Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. Ain't I said be free? Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. Oh, Jesus breaks every fetter. Oh, ain't I said be free? Ain't I can shout hallelujah? I can shout.
About you, he's Set free. Lift your right hand and shout fire.
Satan, no that he cannot take you to hell. He knows that it's late. So he only goes to hell to bring the fire from hell, the charcoal from hell, to try to mess your life up in the physical. He knows that you won't succumb to them. So he said, okay, since I won't be able to take you to, let me bring the charcoal of hell and put it on you. So it makes life unbearable. Long term affliction, long term bondages, long term tears, long term pains. We're going to look at it in four areas, but we might not be able to do it today. Number one, we're going to handle demonic roots. Roots from where you're coming from, lineage, following. Don't worry, you'll get a deeper understanding when we start going to them. Number two, we're going to handle demonic habitations. Some of you live in it and live in them unknown to you. The environment surrounding you is fire, is war, is problem. Number three, demonic manipulations. Things are programmed to happen against you. You just enter your office, your boss that called you come, or somebody just called you, come and see me. As you saw the person, he changed. Does not look like the person that sent for you to come. Something is wrong. And then number four, demonic operations. Victimization. Everybody in the family is sick. Everybody tries to lift their head, they cannot. Oppression. I don't know why my spirit is as angry the way it is. I've never been this angry in my spirit. The way it has been bringing me into this week we're about to enter. Yesterday night I was praying. I wanted to drop the prayers in the WhatsApp group so that some of you can pray. But it was already about 11 p.m. So I know if I start dropping that prayer by 11 p.m. and some of you wakes up to pray, you won't come to church this morning. So I decided to just finish my prayers around 12. Go to bed, and by 4:35 o'clock I was up and then started dropping the prayer. I know some of you would have joined in praying. I know some of you only read it like text message or WhatsApp message and slept off. Listen, if you don't decide to take destiny by force, destiny might not deliver. There are some things you must not take casual. Till today, when I go home and I look at my cousins, sometimes I have pains in my heart. But I believe God that a time comes, he says, my people shall be willing in the days of his power. Sometimes you listen to your family members. You know that this person is not talking ordinarily. Something is wrong. This behavior is not ordinary. Something is wrong. Demonic oppression. Oppression. A man called me yesterday and said to me, sir, I am this, I am that. I have been in the government for years, but everything about me and government is like a waste. I work for people. I am only answering the name honorable. But I have never collected salary and used for anything important. He says, sir, do you believe before they pay me, the debt on me is bigger than the salary I'm going to collect? And if money comes out, they are sharing to every politician. My own, they will not send to me. They will divide it. And the person I'm still going to collect will still take a cut. They will reduce, and give me peanuts. And before the peanut enters my hand, everybody in my village have heard that they gave me so money. Everybody will be saying, either you come and do project or share the money. I will share and go back empty handed. Sir, if I tell you as a politician, sometime I eat on credit, will you believe? I am in debt. And I asked him, where are you? And he mentioned, can you come to church? When I looked at his distance, I couldn't help. There are people that moves on with suit, but inside of them they are bleeding. They don't know how to help themselves. Have you read of the story of Naaman, the man called Naaman? Naaman, he was a captain of the king of the army of Syria. Whenever Naaman appeared, people would salute Naaman. But inside of Naaman, leprosy was eating him. Are you like that? People are clapping for you. Fine girl,
fine guy, correct guy, but only you knows in reality the pain you are going through. Let me tell you something. If this is a big tree, and then there's an ocean there, and this tree can connect its roots to this ocean, if it likes, let the whole of that side be dry, that tree will survive. The survival is the root that have come here. Am I right? Most times the things that happens to you is not a product of you. It's a product of where you're coming from. And you're here looking at yourself, but beneath you there are things you cannot see. I am a pastor that does not believe coming to tell you what happened when I went to preach in Australia. I believe in doing it for you. And then we look at it from ourselves and say, of a truth, God did it. You know why Sonny is answering yes, sir? Some of you, you know why? If not for the hand of God, we wouldn't have had her here. Oh, look at Sister Joy. How many of you were in Royal Household? One evening, Sister Joy came to church. The first time she came. Depending, I don't know where they brought her from. I don't know what she was going through. I don't know what happened. But somehow, she remembered the story of our friend, Sister Deborah, who was our member. And she said to Sister Deborah, give me your pastor's number. So she called. I am Sister Deborah's friend. My name is Joy. And I was busy. And I said, call back. She called. That day she called my phone. It was service day. So I don't answer calls on service days. Once it's evening. Once it crosses 12 noon. Because I believe in making our time to pray in the Holy Ghost. She called like she wanted to blow my phone. And so I picked. What is it? Pastor, I'm dying. Oh, come to church. I caught the call. And then I saw one fine girl. You see the way she's beautiful now. She was not beautiful that way. Coming that day, I don't know where she came from. Smelling all incense, oh, heaven, oh, angel, everything. The devil wanted to mess her life up. As beautiful as she was. Just finished youth service. Couldn't wear anything inside. And she just wore one top. And she was crashing herself all around. What happened? I can't explain. What happened? They had to keep her somewhere to pray for her. And maybe they were burning incense there. And that might have been what it was meant. I don't know. But somehow, I mean, the bull by the horn. And said, I must get free from this. And in one service, just that service, after ministration, hands were laid on people. And as hands was laid on her, she fell under the power of God. The power of God came on her. The captivity ended. Her freedom came. The next day, she came to church and said, I have a testimony. I looked. I said, this is that Deborah's friend. You see, you that came to tell me that she has a testimony. We gave her time. She started talking. The testimony was too plenty. We said, next Sunday is your testimony. Come back next Sunday. Living proofs of men God delivers from the hands of hell. People say the power of God is not real. They are liars. They are liars. God still do wonders. God still sets men free. God still break yokes. God still destroy chains. God still stops the devil. These are ancestral foundations. Deal on evil covenants and evil altars. They are called ancestral roots. You cannot, when you look back at your way you're coming from, you just know something is wrong. This is an inherited yoke. Causes or battles or bondages. When you look at where you're coming from, this is the same fight everybody's fighting. this is the same fight
everybody is fighting, whether in health or in whatever.
Anything from a family lineage or a spiritual background, some backgrounds like
maybe your father was in Amok or Ekanka or Boni, and you're coming from that lineage. These are spiritual demonic roots that needs to be looked at and cut out from.
They draw influences from the spirit of those kind of places
and thereby attack the future of anybody that would have gone far. You know, the worst thing that can happen in this kind of scenario is when you come from such background and then you mistakenly looking for freedom, you now go to a church that is not a church and their background is such background. So you see a herbalist who looks like a pastor, he now puts his hands on you. One laying of hands reconnects you to where you were running away from. Why? Because they are brothers in the other side. They'll put their hands on you and they can scan you many generations away. Why? By their putting of hands, they reconnect to your family so they can from there process. But there are people they lay hands on, they are blind, they can't even see anything. They try to scan. They say, come back tomorrow. Sometimes they say, turn around. Lift your hand. Turn it upside down. Turn it downside up. Bend down. Bend up. Jump 3 times. They can't see anything.
But the one they will just lay hands once like this. Back arm.
Your grandfather is Okonkwo. They look again. Your great dad.
Why?
Because it has reconnected the man to the same thing that you were running away from. And then they just spiritually beg the demon, I beg, alarm, don't come here, alarm. And they will allow you for that day. You come, chai, praise the Lord, I'm free. 3 days after, it comes back.
Mighty man of war, you are a lion of Judah. We bow down and worship you. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Come and do what only you can.
On Wednesday, we will look at why so many believers are still suffering from this, even after they have given their lives to Christ. And then we will look at the way out. So Wednesday service is going to be more of a prayer service. More of a deliverance service. But I don't want to use the word deliverance, because people take deliverance to mean when people are falling on the ground and vomiting something. Everybody don't need to vomit. Everybody don't need to fall down to be free. There are times like just a touch, there is a disconnection in the realms of the spirit. You're free. So sometimes people feel, because I didn't fall, I was not delivered. No! That's wrong mindset. Gives me joy when people say, it was that day you came to our church that stomach problem ended. That surgery, I didn't go again. Satan's assignment, primary assignment, is to inflict destinies. You work 1 month, they sack you 2 months. You get a good job, they don't need you. They give you the contract, they take it back. Things happen the way they ought not to. Stretch your hands towards me. Oh, rise on your feet. Let's rise on our feet.
Mighty man of war. Please sing it with me, everybody. Lion of Judah. We bow down and worship you. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Oh, come and do what only you can do. Everybody lift your voice and say, Mighty man of war, Jesus, you are Lion of Judah. We bow down.
Thank you for listening to that impactful word of God by Pastor Emmanuel Johnson, lead pastor, Caris Spring Impact Center. Worship with us on Sundays, 2 power-packed services, 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Wednesdays, Word Alive, 5 p.m. Counseling, Saturdays, 10 a.m. Venue, Caris Spring Impact Center Auditorium, Trans Woji Road by Obatai Junction, Woji, Port Harcourt, River State. For inquiries, call 0815-952-5812. Once more, 0815-952-5812.